You got your Bibles today? Somebody wave a Bible at me. Encourage me a little bit. Boy, that does encourage me. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, turn to Psalm 84, please. Psalm 84. I've got something on my heart I want to preach. I've been thinking about this for a couple weeks. And it's good to see a good group here. And thank God for the church, how we prepare to protect you. And I feel safe in here. I do. I feel good. I got my little mask over there I've been wearing. And I praise the Lord. And I'll do what it takes to get in church. Amen. Psalm 84, stand with me with your Bibles open. And I'm going to read all 12 verses. Now, y'all bear with me a little bit, because I'll be having eye surgery on the 4th, and not very much of an eye surgery, just to get that fog lifted that's in front of my eyes right now. So I'm not seeing as good, but I'm doing good. Amen? So y'all bear with me as I read several verses. Psalm 84, are you there? Amen. Look what, now I personally believe this is David speaking. There's some debate. Some say it may have been a Jew from Babylon that was longing for the tabernacle of God. There is some debate about it. I personally believe it is a Davidic psalm, and some debate about it, but let me look at it with you. How amicable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts? My soul longeth. Let me do that again. My soul longeth. Yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, listen to this. The sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts. My King, boy, dear God, and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts, is better than a thousand. Yes, sir. Woo, glory. Yes, sir. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Somebody help me here. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Our Father, I want to preach like I've never preached before this morning. I want your power. I believe the message I got is for this time. For this urgent time, while the devil is wearing folks out, we need to get folks back into your house, worshiping, praising, getting strength from one another. I pray you'll help me now in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. I personally believe that the text that we are referring to today was David speaking, who was on the run from his own son, Absalom. By the way, it is bad when your family turns on you. Somebody say amen. It is bad when there's no family unity. The setting here was David was on the run. His son Absalom had took over the kingdom. He was on the run. He had a desire. He had a desire in his heart. His desire wasn't for his palace. I want to say something to you. David had, if you study Second Chronicles, First and Second Chronicles, you study about the palace. His palace was plus. It is wonderful, but his desire wasn't for the palace. His desire wasn't for his plush home. I read about his home. Y'all ought to study Chronicles about his house, about the cedars of Lebanon and all that went into his house. Y'all don't know a home until you saw David's home, but his desire wasn't for his home. Y'all with me? By the way, he loved his servants. But his desire wasn't for his servants. He loved his family, but his desire wasn't for his family. I tell you what had happened to him. He had got away from something. He had been gone for a while. He said, "How ambical is thy tabernacles?" See, David had a desire. He said they were pleasant. He said they were lovely. He had a son that was acting like a fool, but he longed to be back out in the house of God. Somebody help me preach. See, he was stopped. We've been stopped from being here. And some of you still stopped. And what David was saying, I love church. I miss the church house. But here's what I want to preach on this morning. I'm going to take a little clip from Donald Trump this morning. I was proud of my president this week. Now some of you said, I don't like him. Well, go ahead and not like him. I'm voting for him anyhow. He's done more for the Christian people in this country than any president has in the last four. Now you heard me preaching. At least I don't have to look behind your mask and see you frowning. Somebody help me preach right there. But here's what he said this week. I deem that church is essential. Somebody help me. And I am preaching this morning. Everybody in live stream, you hear me. Everybody in this building, you hear me. Church is essential. Somebody help me. Church is essential. Oh, yeah, I'm right. There's a lot of mischief goes on when you're not attending the house of God. There's a lot of gossip goes on when you're not attending the house of God. There's a lot of bitterness flowing up in people's lives when you don't attend the house of God. There's a lot of emptiness in the soul when you don't attend the house of God. But there's just something about us gathered together this morning in this house, realizing we're serving a living God. Amen. Let me give you five reasons the church is essential. Five. Number one, in verse 1 and 2, the church is essential because the church is a consolation for the soul. Hallelujah. Look what he said about it. He said, how ambical are thy tabernacles. He said, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of God. First of all, he had a passion for it. He had a desire for it. He was longing for it. Hey, by the way, I feel like the 7 weeks I was out of church, I felt like I was in prison. I felt like I was shackled up. I feel like it was 7 years and not 7 weeks. I have a desire for this place. Hey, after tonight and after next Sunday, we're going full barrel Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, Sunday school. We're going full barrel. Somebody help me preach. Hallelujah. Not only did he have a desire, he said, I'm longing for it. He had a desperation for it. He was fainting. Now, I'm going to say something, and it probably won't make y'all mad because you're here. But anybody that's listening to me on live stream that's not come to church because you had to wear this, shame on you. Oh, does it protect your neighbor? Somebody help me preach. And I'm going to do it as long as Tom Kiefer tells me I have to. Blame it on him. But let me tell you something. The next time you complain about this thing, look at me. The next time you complain, hey, what about him going all the way up to Calvary for you? He didn't stop when he got beat within an inch of his life. He didn't stop when they plucked his beard out. He didn't stop when when they spit on him. He didn't stop when they mocked him. Hey, he went all the way for us. And yes, this is a little burden. And yes, it's a little smothery. And yes, I don't like it. But I want to tell you, it's all right. I'm glad I'm out to God's house this morning. And if it takes wearing a mask, I'll wear a mask. Yes, amen. Don't you turn me off on your little phone up there. Then I seen a determination. The Bible said he was crying. Hey, you don't know something? This is good for us, Chad. It ain't been easy, Doc Kinder, to have church. Because we got to spray this place down. Now they're telling me that don't worry, that you don't need to do that. I always say make your mind up. We spray it down. We wipe everything down. By the way, I think today we need to be determined about the house of God. Oh, we're determined about our b-ball. We're determined about football. And all y'all about to die because you ain't got little league baseball. But I want to tell you, there ain't nothing better than what Christ done. He hit the home run. He scored the winning touchdown. He did it all for you. Church is essential. It's a consolation for the soul. The passion. But it's all about a person. Look what it says. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth. Listen here. For the courts of what? Somebody say, the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for what? The living God. Hey, I'm not in here. I'm not worshiping a wall. We came out here to worship a living Savior. Somebody raise your hand. I got a living God. I got an omnipotent God. I got an omniscient God. I got an omnipresent God. I got a God that's everywhere at the same time, knows everything that you're thinking. Somebody, and is powerful enough to deliver you through your problem. Hallelujah. Yeah, Dr. Smith is telling you, church is essential because it is a consolation for the soul. Yes, number two, look at verse number 3. Boy, this is important. Write down in your mind, important. You that listen to live stream, important. Amen. Number two, it's a catalyst for stability. Yep. Look what it says. Yay. The sparrow had found a house. Hey, Jeremy, even the sparrow has enough sense to get the little children into a nest. Hey, there's some of you outfit, listen to me. Even a sparrow got enough sense to build a house and get into a house. And all of us, we need to have enough sense to be in God's house and know that's where God will bless us. Yeah. I'm trying to. It's a conduit. It gives you stability. Now let me give you three things here. First of all, it's a conduit for my family. Hey, by the way, Chad, the sparrow must have thought that building that nest was important for its little family. I want you to know something. You know why there's a lot of people, their families going into hell right now and busted up and messed up? It's because they decided church wasn't important. They decided they could raise their kids without the house of God. They decided to go another direction. Oh, they want to get into their booze and their drugs and their pleasure and their activities and their sports gods. I'm glad sports are shut down right now. Some of you, it's good for you. Quiet in here now. Hello. Hey, it's good for the family. Yes, sir. I'm glad I've raised my family in church. I'm glad I got a wife sitting back there that loves God and is, she's in church this morning. Hey, you wanna do something for your family? Everybody wants your kids to be built up. You wanna build them up? Bring them in church. It won't bother you to travel 50 miles to go to a good restaurant. Hello. Amen. It don't bother you to sign your kids up for the dummies to play the stupids. Hello. Y'all still listen by the way to live stream, or did you shut her down? Verse 4. Not only for my family, it's a callus for stability, but for my favor. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Hold it a minute. This is the best place y'all can be. It's the best place for a family to be. You know what you're going to find out when you're here? You're going to find out God will favor you. Well, glory. They said I couldn't come down unless I got a mask. I got a mask. Hallelujah. Do you want God's favor? Do you want his hand of blessing? Do you want him to shine on you? Then you serve God and you get out in church and you worship him. I may need that again. Hey, I ain't ashamed to wear one. Hey, I'm just glad I'm here. I'm glad I got a God favor me. I got a God that loves me, a God that cares for me, that'll never leave me. Reach on, preacher. 4B. Not only for my family and for my favor, but for your faith. It says they will still be praising thee. Thank God. No matter who's in the White House, no matter if Nancy Pelosi is leading the House of Representatives, my God. Woo! My faith in God. And by the way, the Bible says, and when it talks about the faith there, I'm talking about the truth, the word. And the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. Amen. You need to get up out of your bed and get to church. Now hold a minute. You people, listen to me. With underlining conditions, I am not talking to you right now. But I am talking about you that's been out of church for 8 weeks and you've got lazy. And you kind of got where you like having a cup of coffee and your jammies or your little Roby, and you're sitting there. And see, when I say something real sharp, you can shut the thing off, you know. But right now, the only way y'all can shut it up is put your hands in your ears Somebody help me preach. I ain't doing bad here. I'm glad I'm here. Hello. Well, everybody still here? Number three. This is good right here. It's also a comfort in stressful times. Whew. Look at verse number six. Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a what? A well. The word Baca means sorrow, means pain, means weeping. You find yourself in a valley, and what God wants you to do when you get in a valley is get out to the house of God and dig yourself a well. Somebody help me. Listen to this in verse number 7. I'm trying to discipline myself and not come down there, but I want too bad. And they go from strength to strength again. I'm trying to be careful, Doc. Don't you criticize me. I hate you now. You know what that means? When I come out to God's house and I see you and you're struggling, I say, Sean, I'm praying for you. Deanna, I see you struggling. I know you've been going through a battle. And I say, Deanna, I love you. And you can make it. And you will make it. And God will get you through this. Somebody help me. You don't find that out of Kmart and Walmart. No. See, it goes from strength to strength, strength to strength, strength to strength, strength to strength. Woo! Hey, I feel stronger just being here right now with y'all. Well, glory. Let me pull that sucker down again. I found me a way to come down front now. From company to company, it'll help you get through stress. Somebody asked me, you been stressed lately? About up to here? Yeah, I've been stressed. I've been stressed. I hadn't seen a lot of y'all. I feel better today. I'm about ready to climb over this thing right now because of some of y'all that hadn't been here a while. I know you've been sick, and I know you've been watching yourself, and I ain't blaming you. But boy, it's good to see you. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Let me give you two more. Y'all all right? Don't y'all feel strength when you get around your brother? Knowing somebody loves you and praying for you? Knowing somebody cares for you? Hello? Whew. Man. Praise God. Company to company. Strength to strength. Amen. I took three of my associates out of town this week. The crazy ones. I left the only sane one back leading service. And I want to tell you, it was a pleasure being around them. What did you? I mean, we drove strength from one another. I even saw some of my brother's weaknesses. And I knew that there was a God that could help you through anything. Amen, Chad. How many like to know what Chad done while we were going? Raise your hand if you'd like to know. Raise them high. We were on the third hole at Tupelo Bay. And it was a gray day. And Chad got his golf club and hit the ball in the water. And then hit one over in the trees, his mulligan. And the next thing I knew, he had that hybrid golf club. And I believe he'd be in the Guinness Book of Records. He threw it 100 yards up in the trees. And after the golf game was over, Chad says, I gotta repent. Now, hold a minute. I'm funny with him. But you know what? We were together. We're a staff. You know your staff loves each other. We ain't at each other. We don't get mad. We ain't jealous of one another. We work together. Well, somebody shout glory. Number four. Jan, I had to say that. Look at verse number 10. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. And I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. Number four, church is essential because it gives you a chance to serve God. Amen. Somebody say amen. I have found out there's purpose in serving God. Jeremy put something on the Facebook today. I read it about preachers. He said, your job is essential. Yes. Yes. Church is essential. Yes. The preacher man is essential. Yes. Hey, thank God for the purpose God had for this 21-year-old boy when he got saved and called me to preach, and I got a purpose. And I want you to know it's a privilege. I don't have to do it. I get to do it. And there's a perspective about it. It's a big thing. Woo! And there's a provision there. He said there's no good thing that God will withhold from you. You serve him. You love him. You care. Ain't nothing good he'll hold back on you. Somebody help me preach. Thank God that he cares for me. Thank God he don't hold back. Whew. Hallelujah. I talk about them boys again. They love serving God. They love it. They have been so good in this pandemic. They love it. Because they've been the camera people. They've been the five people I preached to for 7 weeks. And they just love it. Come here laughing and funning it. They love it. Hey, you ought to raise your hand and say, I love God and I love serving God. I love it. Whether you're taking a temperature or somebody coming in, whether you're putting a face mask on somebody or spraying their hands with liquid to clean, keep their hands clean, it's serving God. Lastly, I'll hurry. Y'all okay? For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Lastly, church is essential because it's a place where you can shine.
Yes, sir.
Now, most of y'all won't appreciate this, maybe as much as I do. But let me give you a history lesson. I wasn't raised on the good side of the tracks. Doc, I wasn't. I was raised on the bad side of the track. My daddy was a bartender. And my daddy gambled his whole life and was raising me to do the same thing. When I was 10 years old, he was teaching me the business. When I was 18, he said he was getting ready to hand it all over to me. But when I was 21, I got saved. Put in the family. 6 months later, I was called to preach. Amen. 6 more months after that, I was pastoring. 1 year after that, one of the first 41 people that got saved in my local Independent Baptist Church was my 60-year-old bartender daddy. I didn't. I played football and signed a letter of intent to West Virginia University. I tried out pitching for the Cincinnati Reds when I was 17. And I had a scholarship opportunity for basketball to Fairmont State. But I want all y'all to know something. I'd have never shined there. I'm glad that God kept me from that. I'll tell you where, he's given me a place 42 years ago, put me in this church to let me shine. Oh, glory to God, somebody ought to shout. God has given you an opportunity to serve him so you can shine for him, so you can shine for him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm in God's house. And this place is essential. And if you're lost right now, whether you're watching my live stream, whether you're in this building, you need to come up and get saved so you'll find purpose. And if you're in this church and you got cold and indifferent, you need to come down this altar and pray. Say, God, I need your power. And if you're in the middle of a crisis, come up here and pray. Because this is essential. Stand with me. If you got a burden, if you got something on your heart, church, live stream people, you got something on your heart, bow there at your couch, bow there in the kitchen. Come on up and get right with God. Some of you ought to get around the altar and pray this morning. Sing, Lois, I want to pray. Chad, you go up here and lead the service.